Dissatisfaction is not discrimination. Fourth Circuit affirms. Employer discretion over reasonable accommodations. In a significant decision for employers navigating disability accommodation obligations under the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit in Reading v. Noem, No. 24-1141, March 3, 2026, reaffirmed the principle that the interactive process does not guarantee employees their desired outcomes, and dissatisfaction with a reasonable accommodation does not amount to a failure to accommodate. Quick hits. While the ADA's interactive process is a collaborative dialogue, employers retain ultimate discretion over the choice of effective accommodations. Employees may not redefine the essential functions of jobs or unilaterally dictate the terms of accommodations. Although reassignment is the accommodation of last resort, it satisfies the employer's reasonable accommodation obligation. Background. In this case, the employee worked as a federal air marshal for the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, for more than 7 years. Although she had several medical conditions at the time of hire, she was able to perform the essential job functions of the job. Over time, she developed additional medical conditions, leading to extended periods of temporary light duty status. Eventually, TSA told the employee that she could no longer meet the agency's medical standards for her position and recommended she seek reassignment to a different position within TSA or another federal agency. Notably, in her accommodation request for reassignment, the employee herself acknowledged her inability to perform the essential duties of current position. Because there were no open positions available within TSA, the employee applied for and was reassigned to a position at another agency. After transitioning to the new role, the employee experienced difficulties and sought reconsideration of her reassignment, but TSA's accommodation office advised that it could no longer assist her since she was no longer a TSA employee. The employee then brought a claim for failure to accommodate under the Rehabilitation Act, the federal employee analog to the ADA, claiming TSA should have kept her permanently in a light-duty position. The federal district court dismissed her lawsuit, and an appeal to the Fourth Circuit followed. Legal framework. Like the ADA, whose standards it adopts, the Rehabilitation Act protects a qualified individual with a disability from discrimination in federal employment. A qualified individual is one who, with or without reasonable accommodation, can perform the essential functions of the employment position that such individual holds or desires. Defining what constitutes the essential functions of a job is primarily the employer's prerogative. Courts afford considerable deference to employer judgments in this area because an employer understands the day-to-day work environment and how each role contributes to the organization's mission. A reasonable accommodation may be required to help the employee perform the essential job functions, but it cannot eliminate those functions. Determining the appropriate reasonable accommodation involves an interactive process between employer and employee. He employee may not unilaterally dictate the terms of those accommodations, the Fourth Circuit stated. Rather, the employer retains ultimate discretion to select an effective accommodation from those available, and such accommodation need not be the one preferred by the employee, or even the most effective one. The court's analysis. The Fourth Circuit affirmed the district court's dismissal for failure to state a claim, finding the employee's complaint deficient on two independent grounds: that she was not a qualified individual under the Rehabilitation Act, and that TSA did provide her with reasonable accommodations. In so finding, the Fourth Circuit made the following key points. The employee's admission of her inability to perform the essential job functions of her position meant she was not a qualified individual. In her complaint, the employee admitted that she had requested reassignment due to her inability to perform the essential duties of the desired light duty role that she previously held. The court found this admission damaging to her claim since it negated the requirement of being a qualified individual. TSA provided reasonable accommodation. TSA first placed the employee on light duty status with limited responsibilities. When she could no longer perform even those adjusted duties, the agency explored whether any other vacant positions within TSA could accommodate her. When none were available, TSA collaborated with the employee on reassignment to another federal agency. This progression was wholly consistent with guidance from the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, treating reassignment as a last resort. The employee self-selected the reassignment position. The court noted that the employee herself had identified the positions at the other agency and selected her reassignment there. Her subsequent dissatisfaction with the role did not transform TSA's accommodation into an unreasonable one. Employee dissatisfaction does not equal discrimination. The court stated plainly that the interactive process gives employees a meaningful voice, but does not guarantee them their preferred outcomes. Here, the employee exercised that voice by selecting her own reassignment. The fact that she later regretted that selection did not create a viable Rehabilitation Act claim. TSA's obligations ended upon reassignment. Once TSA facilitated the employee's reassignment to the other agency, its statutory obligations were fulfilled. The Rehabilitation Act does not permit employees to link all current and future difficulties to a former employer's accommodation decisions. Key takeaways for employers. The Fourth Circuit's decision and reasoning may offer guidance in several areas of concern to employers managing disability accommodation requests, documenting the interactive process. TSA's success in this case rested in part on the clear record of its ongoing engagement with the employee, starting with the light-duty accommodations through the reassignment discussions. It makes sense for employers to memorialize each step of the interactive process to demonstrate good faith collaboration, defining and delineating core responsibilities and essential functions. The court deferred to TSA's judgment that certain aspects of the role were essential functions, even when employees could perform other marginal aspects of the job. Employers will benefit from ensuring job descriptions accurately reflect essential functions and applying those standards consistently, offering reasonable options, not necessarily preferred options. Employers are not required to provide employees preferred accommodations, only ones that are reasonable. When multiple reasonable accommodations exist, the employer may select the option that best serves its operational needs. Ogletree Deakins, Leaves of Absence /Reasonable Accommodation. Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will provide updates on the Leaves of Absence and State Developments blogs as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, Webinars, Podcasts.